three, we choose contemplate all Dhamma until they are very, very clear. Important of second turning wisdom.
This one will allow you to stabilize your understanding. But after your insight into awaken, you are still like very raw. It's just like that Dhamma door you open already, understand? But inside the Dhamma treasure, it takes time to actually understand. That's why you have to constantly reflect, contemplate, inquire. Then when you encounter a situation, you have to actually go deep into it. Then it stabilizes your understanding. Then like that Dhamma door, inside there, the treasure, you're supposed to know. Once that one's stable, it will lead you to another Dhamma door. You understand? You cannot hurry you on this sort of thing. It's just like what I share with you. Without mindfulness, all these things cannot happen, okay? So without mindfulness, you cannot open any door. But if you have mindfulness, it's like you have master key, you know, understand? Any door also, that master key can open or not. But because you don't have mindfulness, that's why you got to go and try. This key, that key, all the mental technique other people teach on, cannot go in. Then finally, when you realize with mindfulness, it can go in. After you go in, the first level is just very superficial, understand? Like I shared with you all, learn how to see form. Learn how to see the unreality of form. Then only you can see beyond form. If you cannot see form, you cannot see mind. Your mind is more subtle. That's why you have to be in stages. Like raining, the flag and the wind, that two. Yang Meng was arguing it. One said the flag more, the other said the wind more. Then suddenly, Hui Ning that time, he just came out from the hunter's area. He suddenly replied, "Your mind moved." Then the abbot of Nan Hua Monastery knew this type of wisdom is not ordinary. Then he called Hui Ning. He said, "Are you the one that received the patriarchate transmission from the fifth patriarch?" And straight away, Hui Ning said, "Yes. Can you show us the bud and the insignia?" Then Hui Ning showed him. Oh, the abbot was so happy. Straight away, invite him in, ordained him, and let him take over to teach. That's why the wise one, the awakened one, they understand. But the story doesn't stop there, understand? You should inquire, why did Hui Ning told them your mind move? Well, in the poem against Shen Xiu, he has gone beyond mind, understand? That's why he knows Dhamma door, one by one you have to clear. You cannot one shot bring the fellow to no thought. He will be very confused. It's like when I want to come out and share, you all have been doing all those thought-based things, understand? With the method and technique. I cannot one shot tell you all wrong. You do mind. I tell you, everybody will panic. That's why he told the two monks, the young monk, your mind move. Why did he say that? Because he wants them to progress from where they are. They are trapped in form, understand? Because the flag and the wind are form, form Dhamma. And that thing like interests them, understand? So if form Dhamma also they cannot understand, means they cannot see form, the unreality of form, then how can they see beyond form? That's why the next stage is to prompt them, your mind move. Then they will go in and find out. Because how do you perceive that flag and that wind? It comes from your thought. Understand? And what is thought? Thought is what your mind is. Understand? That's why after that only they can develop the further understanding of mind. Then you have to learn to see mind. Mind is more subtle. It's not tangible, not solid external form. Understand? Solid external form, tangible, you can see. But mind is just movement of consciousness and its content, so fine. So subtle, very difficult to see. So unless you are mindful, you cannot see your mundane mind. Then when you see, you have to silence until you see the unreality of This mandema, that it is dependent originating condition arising cause of the norm, you know, like the physical form. So level of form, after you clear, then only you can see mind. Then after you see mind, then only you can go beyond mind. So that's why Senshu saw mind. But he doesn't understand the beyond mind, understand the nature. That's why he created the poem that actually tear off Senshu's poem. He wants to help Senshu to realize the true mind. So form dhamma, mind dhamma, and suchness, awareness, nature's dhamma. So this dhamma door, the key, one by one, you unlock one. That's why I used to share with you all, you remember? You all can never like very impatiently want to straight away go into that type of dhamma and that type of understanding one. Because it took a while one, I realized. And I also mentioned to you all, even after 1989 when I realized it when I connect, that 30 over years after I connect to nature, within 9 months the mandema I collapse, that understanding keep on arising and unfolding. That's why I can understand all these stages and who at what stage having what problem, because my nature has that capacity to understand and guide and teach. So I ask you a question. Even I, after connecting, within 9 months, the mandema collapse, I still need so much stabilization of my understanding and developing all of the perfection and cultivation by fulfilling my vow, my goal, by going into life and other things. You think an ordinary cultivator who don't have this type of parami can catch up or not? You can't, understand? No? That's why I can share everything. I'm not afraid that somebody will go. If you can go faster than me, means your past is very exceptional. Means that being is very unique. Yeah. So all this, you will understand. No? That's why you, when you share, you don't keep anything. No? Then there is condition, this nature will just share. Because the Dhamma is like that. That's why sometimes it's not living being, human being one, up there one. They condition you to ask certain questions to bring out the condition for my nature to share. And in the early day, I realized that, you know, out of nowhere, suddenly that type of question come on. And you know, the audience cannot understand one. Then the moment I speak, and explain that one, outside, the lightning, the thunder, of suddenly, very loud, and keep on arising until I finish explaining that thing. Then stop. Then after that class finish, no more rain. That's why, after going through all this, my nature recall and connect back and understand all this. Why? It's not to say that it was not there in my spiritual nature. It was there. But every form and mind that come, do you know this form and mind have to learn everything again or no? Although it can inherit, understand, but you need condition to inherit or no? That's why after 1989, when that thing happened, I inherit. There are a lot of things I never learned this life, but my nature understands. That's why I can teach, I can share. I can do all those. Sometimes people ask me, where do you learn all this? I say, I don't learn this life. Definitely not this time. You know, all this understanding, like using the what they call asking for forgiveness, all those things, and help break coming obstruction. This line nobody taught me. How can I understand all those things? How can I get teach people to come up on the prayer? Sometimes not them. The person already like you cannot talk to him or her already, but through their loved one. On behalf ask of forgiveness, attend, they can come out of it. And I've done it for many people. So how come all this can be there? It's because after you come as a human being, all these things you have to inherit. And when you inherit, when it come, it doesn't like a computer, your hard disk, not hard disk, your pen drive or what, download all go over. Not like that one. Understand? The nature one need condition for it to unfold. So what are the conditions? The condition is as my nature transforms, as it continues to understand things, then sometimes all those stages of cultivation that my past has already done, I just skim through it very fast, the whole thing go through it. Then I will reach back the level that I stop. Then from there, I continue to continue my cultivation. Yeah. And that cultivation is the unending one, because all this need very extensive exposure condition for all this to have the condition to manifest and arise. So this is for the benefit of those who have the understanding and later will need to have this understanding. So when you cultivate, don't be impatient, don't try to progress far, don't try to move far. Just let things be. Condition will unfold depending on your path. If your path is very strong, very exceptional, you skim through very fast. That's why sometimes you cannot underestimate who you are. Even certain metta like poaching. 2017 join us. 2019 still know very little. But suddenly during the MCO, the year 2020-21, and now so different. Because the condition is there and you follow instruction. You know why she can do it? Because she didn't have those coming obstruction and whatever. All the funny type of meditation that people go and learn and promote on. And he is like a clean slate. Like this thing is very new to her. So she listened, follow instruction. Listen, follow instruction, then develop the faith and everything happened. Therefore, Alicia is different because she goes through suffering, goes through depression. Yeah? She got the condition. Then when she see the beauty, she go all out. She also connect and transform. Amy is different. Amy more wisdom type one, wisdom bear. She can actually attentively extract the important Dhamma. That's why she can pick up a lot of things. A lot of things that I share, he can pick up. But it only happened after she developed the faith. Initially, I remember the first retreat. Middle of the night, she came and asked me, because she knew. Because before that, she was so conditioned by the Theravada, she don't believe the Mahayana teaching. Then she was in tears, so come and talk to me. How come I like that? Then I said, you don't worry, ask her for me. And she did it until almost middle of the night of that night. I saw her alone inside there. That is the faith. Then after that, become very different. After that, you can follow a lot of things that I share. That's why all different. Everyone is different. So don't be impatient. Understand? Have faith. Patiently develop the faith, sadha virya. Then develop the perseverance. Just do. Don't try to know. Don't try to. Yeah, this thing is like that. Not I have preference, not I sayang which one, which kayamita, whether they close to me or they more friendly to me or they offer me more dana. Nothing to do with that, understand? No? When there is condition, my nature manifests. So even people whom I don't know, if they got condition, they come. If they can receive how much? They receive. But so far, very rare, very, very few. Most of them listen, after that, gone. After that, gone. Because the yen fen, affinity, is only up to that level. They have the affinity in the past, but very mild one. Mild one means what? Like this life, they don't know me. Okay? They come and make offering. They don't know me. And today, you know what happened, right? Gotland told us there is a Buddhist society from Bentong. He met with Teng Siong Supo. And Teng Siong Supo told them, we have a group. having retreat. Oh, they want to 戒严, no? Make offering. No? A lot down there. Mama Suri showed me the song. Oh. This is the offer to us. This type of yen, they don't know. No? I tell you, all of us got great potential. And I tell you, this action which they do, they don't know. But this is a yen fund they created, no? The affinity, you understand? So in future, when you all also become great being or what, sharing and teaching, they will have the condition to come to you one. Well, I send my pure wish also. I rejoice, sadhu. Then I say, by the power or whatever wholesomeness that this people, group of people, who have developed this wholesomeness, may arise the causes and conditions for them to receive the true Buddha Dhamma, when there is causes and conditions. So this one will be in nature's law, when you don't know. But do you know their affinity is only up to this level to make offering to us? Why? He got some yanfen, but that time he didn't do. Understand? Not? So now the yanfen is to do, but they won't come out and meet us, understand? Learn from us or like close to you. No. This is the yanfen at this moment. But in future, when you like me have that nature, teaching, sharing, these people can appear one. From nowhere, you don't know them, they will appear. And the yanfen is the offering, understand? Because the fear of which they come. But if they have karmic obstruction, delusion, they cannot stay one. They come, they look at you, then, please. Understand? That's why when there is condition, affinity, make sure you can recognize the great being. Understand? Well, the great being don't have a chop on their forehead. Understand? They are very simple, but you develop awareness, mindfulness, you observe them. You can sense them. Not only their nature's energy or what, you can sense them from the way they conduct themselves, the way they speak, the way they share. Unless you have karmic obstruction and you go and learn all the wrong teaching, then what they say you cannot understand. So that's it. So the yanfen up to there, they disappear. Understand? So this is what causes and conditions is, Dhamma is. Okay?